Welcome to episode number 7 of the Oral Fix podcast. This is Henry Diaz.
And I'm Drew Brown.
And we're your hosts of Oral Fix. How are you this week, Drew?
I am good. I'm good. I can't believe we're at episode number 7 already. It's kind of crazy.
Lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. Exactly. Exactly. How are you doing this week?
I'm better. There's nothing wrong with me this week, physically.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And for those of you who are just joining us, Henry has had poison ivy, has a wisdom tooth, all kinds of problems, all kinds of ailments throughout each of the episodes. So the fact that he is healthy and great on this one, that's a good sign.
Knock on wood, lucky number 7, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm very happy for you. But your week has been going good so far?
So far, yeah. Nothing really to write home about. Yes, I do have something to write home about. I finally got up and running on my YouTube account and also on our blog, my female character's latest episode, well, music video. Her name is La Chamaca, and she has a new music video that debuted this past week called Pijama. And it was really exciting to put it up, and my latest photo work with her. And people are very receptive, and it's been like about a month or two. She hasn't been in action on Flickr or on Facebook. And she has a new Facebook fan page, and which is taking off really nicely. Did you watch her video, Drew?
I have not. I'm so sorry, because, you know, I just started, you know, the new job and everything. So I have not. But I saw the post. I saw the post, and I saw the picture, and the picture was really nice.
Oh, thank you.
It was a really great picture.
So people, you know, when she first debuted, people were like asking for T-shirts, and I got them to donate some money. I mean, it wasn't enough to get some T-shirts printed, but hopefully there's going to be a couple more videos, music videos are going to come out, and I'm hoping people will donate to her cause. I think, you know, the whole gimmick behind her, well, that's really a gimmick. It's all about her beard and her being a woman with a beard. Kind of like the Dos Equis famous man of the world type of deal with her. She's the most famous lady with a beard in the world. And she has a couple of admirers on Flickr who are really, like, into her sexually.
So I guess you can, you know, you can live vicariously.
I guess she can. Do you have anything to write home about this week?
No, I mean, I started a new job, so I've been doing that. And, I just want to put it out there also, I want to get this out of the way. Just two things. One, if any of you listeners, you know, so our show notes for last week, Henry put out there that I got dumped, and I did not get dumped. So I just want to make that very clear. I did not get dumped at all. If anything, it was me that just decided that I don't want to be with him anymore. So anyway, I just want to put that out there. So,
I think it was evident after you listened to it that, you know, you weren't dumped, but you did make it sound like you were dumped when you talked about it on the episode.
I did not make it seem like I was dumped. No, not at all. And so that's the one thing. I just had a new job this week, so I'm just kind of doing that and kind of getting into the grind. And before we, you know, go into our next, you know, segment and everything, I just want to quickly, because this is something that I saw actually just today. You know, we've been talking a lot throughout the podcast through about gay marriage to New York and, you know, how great it was and how everything was, people were cheering and the support that Andrew Cuomo did and everything. Mm-hmm. And an upstate town clerk in Albany, her name is Laura Fortuski, and I'm not really sure if this is how you spell it, but it's F-O-R-T-U-S-K-Y. Hmm. Fortuski. She's a clerk
in Albany.
But she's a clerk in uptown town in Albany, and she decided to leave her job, quit her job, because she does not agree with gay marriage. So she is, and, you know, I usually don't like to, you know, add women, you know, to this or talk bad about women, but, you know, she's going to be my fix hole of the week because how dare you? Like, really? Like, I mean, seriously, Miss Laura? You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think she was told or forced saying that, you know, she would have to officiate weddings. It's just, she didn't have to do it, but she's saying that she doesn't, she's in protest. She decided that she had to quit her job. And so Andrew Cuomo in his statement, he said, when you enforce the laws of the state, you don't get to pick and choose which laws, which it's great. It was just so smart. You know, you don't get to do that. Like, you're supposed to do your job. Like, of course, mm-hmm. Things that I do in my job that I don't necessarily agree with or I see, whatever, but it's not about that. It's not my company. I have to do what I'm told, you know? Or you find something else, and she chose to find something else, but, like, never. I mean, that's you. That just seemed harsh. I'm just, it's been a long week, so I guess I'm a little.
Yeah, overclamped.
I'm angry.
Well, I, you know, it's like that statement that I've been putting up on our blog over and over again. You know, hate is going to hate. And I just let stuff like that roll off my shoulders because she's the one really losing out, not us.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, you know, I just thought it was really interesting. And, you know, she just has to get over it because now she's out of
mm-hmm.
the job. So,
mm-hmm.
so whatever.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So that's that. So I guess we are...
Let's keep it moving, girl.
Are we keeping it moving? All right, so we're now going to move into our tit for tat. And this is our segment where we pick something out of the week that has some interest that we want to get our side of the story or something that's going on. Henry and I, of course, we're friends. So, you know, we talk about, you know...
We are.
That's funny. We are acquaintances. We're acquaintances, bitch. So, you know, we talk on and off, you know, podcasts about what's going on in our lives and stuff like that. And so we were talking about, he had mentioned a dating site called manplay.com.
Which Drew is a slut on.
I found it really funny because someone had mentioned it to me as well, and they said, oh, you should check it out, you should whatever. And so I was like, okay, I'll go on there. But, you know, when you go on there, it's very, you know, it's I guess it's maybe a step up from, you know, a little bit of a step up from, you know, cruising for dick on Craigslist, maybe. But it's still raunchy. It's still really raunchy. And I know, you know, we've been talking about, you know, dating and stuff like that a lot and, you know, whatever. But, you know, I find it really, really funny. Did you go on Man Play?
Well, I haven't gone back on it until now, and when I did bring it up to you, I thought it was really cute, because it's this cute guy that kind of looks like Robert Van Dam. He's all, like, in jeans and t-shirt, muscle t-shirt, and he says, you know, as you log on to the site, Welcome to Manplate. I'm here to help you find your ideal man or something. And he has this really nice, sexy voice. And then a little picture of a map of the globe comes up. And then he says, which country do you want to look for him? And, you know, it's he's kind of like talking very butler-like and, you know, like, I'm your servant and just let me know what you need and I'll get it for you. And I thought to myself, wow, this is really interesting. But I had that conversation with you where you said, you know, everyone on there, you know, it's Craigslist nasty, you know, it's, you know, there's no, like, boundaries or rules here. it really turned me off.
No, you know, exactly, and I got a, and it's funny because, you know, I got, you know, I get, you know, you can get, you know, notifications sent to your email address, so this is one that I got. One that said, you know, I have a new friend request. And so, and of course, the person's name is Hungry Asshole. And his profile headline reads, "Loves getting my holes filled." Like, seriously? I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you, Hungry Asshole. Do what you gotta do. But, you know, it's just, that's not, I'm just not, you know, and then I have another one. I had another notification from Tank Top Tomboy who sent me a private message. He's an Italian stallion, by the way.
I love Italian stallions.
So do I. I love it. There's nothing wrong with a big Italian sausage. Anyway, authorized me to, like, see his private photos and stuff like that. But, so, I mean, you get these kind of, it's clearly not, you know, for love. So I thought it was, you know, funny. Or a relationship kind of thing. It's a little bit more for, you know, getting your rocks off. I don't know if there is a gay site that...
Wait. So what were the pictures like? Did you look at them?
I have not seen Italian Stallion's photos.
Oh, so this is a notification that came into your email.
Into my email, yeah, exactly. But I haven't, I mean, I don't, when I first went on there and I was seeing just kind of the type of people that were on there, it just wasn't for me. That's not what I was looking for. So I was just kind of like, okay, you know, and then I'm moving on. So I haven't been on since, but I still get, like, notifications. And I got the notification about the Italian Stallion, which, you know, I mean, I'm sure he could be cute, but, you know, at least he's not Hungry Asshole. At least he's not, you know, King Top Tomboy and Hungry, you know, doesn't sound as bad as Hungry Asshole. You know, like, that's a little bit more, like, damn, like, can't you just be Steve? Tell me what you really want, you know? Like, I don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. You know, it's kind of, it's really...
Spice it up, Spice Girl. Well, I think
really
that...
kind of gross, but, you know, whatever. I mean...
It is. It's really unruly, and it's, you know, when you log on to the site and the face of the site is very clean, and you think it gives you a different impression of what you're going to get. At least with Manhunt, you know, when you log on to their splash page, you know what the site is going to be about, you know, it's, even though they promote, you know, they promote healthy dating and, you know, whatever you want to make out of it. At least you know that this site, Manhunt, is .net. It's all purely sex mostly, and you're going to get a lot of naked bodies. So, but manplate.com, you go there, and you're like, well, I guess, you know, you should expect something a little out of the ordinary with a name like manplay.com.
I know, but it's just one of those things, but it's just kind of sad that, like, you know, I mean, it's hard, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard, you know, dating in New York, you know, it's just kind of, you know, you're just kind of, it's the same stuff all the time, but you know, you're over the bars and meeting people in bars, and you kind of, you know, I get it, like, you know, we talked about this on our, you know, internet, you know, podcast. I mean, you know, internet, yeah, I mean, it does work for some people. Some people, you know, one of my best friends, he found his husband on, you know, an internet site. So, you know, it does work for some people, but, you know, so I don't oppose it, but it's just like, Jesus, hungry asshole, really? Like, this is what you want? That's really what I need to, you know, get? Like, can we build up to that? Like, can I at least know your, you know, name first or what you're looking for, and then you can tell me that you have a hungry asshole, as opposed to that's the first thing. It's like, bam, there's no, like, you know, built up, there's no whatever, you know.
Well, yeah, it's nomatch.com, that's for sure.
yeah,
and
definitely is nomatch.com, but you know, I don't know. Are you gonna go on there? Are you gonna continue to go on there, or have you?
I don't know if I need another site. Hearing your experience
with Muscle Bears.
Well, you know, I have different sites for different needs. So, you know, Big Muscle Bear, you know, I get some inspiration from other hairy guys who are muscular and sweet guys, and I get to connect, and, you know, and I get some of my rocks off there, but I've actually made a lot of good friends there that I talk to on a continual basis, and it's not purely sex. So,
Names like Hungry Apple, or are they having...
No,
like,
no.
Okay.
No. No, not at all. And, you know, if you go to Adam for Adam, where I hardly meet anyone there, it's purely like, you know, maybe
yeah,
I'll get lucky someday. I go on there. You actually find screen names like that. And, you know, when you go to Adam for Adam, you know, mostly people go there to look for color people, you know, big hung guys and whatnot, and that's, you know, that's been my impression there, and that's not why I continue to go there. I also go there to, as of late, to advertise our podcast, and I know a couple of people there, so, you know, I constantly talk to them, and that's about it. And it's not as nasty and seedy as it used to be in the beginning, which this is what Manplay sounds like to me, and I don't even go on to Craigslist for anything because it's just confusing, and especially like for sex. I know people that have gone there for sex and got sex and have gotten some really bad stories also from meeting people there, so I don't really go on there and don't want to involve myself in those stories. And I'm not interested in creating stories like that. I think it's, you know... You know, it is what it is for people, and I have some heterosexual people, like, where I live at. It's, you know, it's hard to meet people here up in Orange County, New York, and the gay population and the dating scene is non-existent. Everyone is either coupled or, you know, it's a very dense and small pockets and niches, and we're scattered everywhere, so... Straight friends of mine that do go on the dating thing are swingers here. They love going out to adultfinder.com, and they've always, like, pushed me to look for relationships there or get my rocks off there. And you know, Manhunt works for me. Adult friend finder, I went there, and it was just really seedy. I mean, I was like, no way. And, you know, manplay.com, be secured. Maybe I'll try it. I don't know.
I mean, you never know. I mean, I think it's one of those things, too, where, you know, I guess the thing with, you know, there's always going to, every site is going to have an element of sleaze, you know? It's inevitable, I guess. But, and which is fine, because, I mean, sometimes, you know, at least people are being like, hungry asshole, he's being honest. That's what he has, and that's what he wants, and so be it. So at least he's not playing any games, or, you know, he's not trying to put up any type of...
True.
You know, so, like, so it's like, okay, well, then, you know, I can't be mad at him for, you know, at least he's saying, listen, I got a hungry asshole, and I want you to feel it, you know? I can't be mad at that. But at the same time, it's like, where do you go to, you know, meet people who are kind of looking for, you know, a relationship or...
Have you tried OkCupid.com?
I have not. I don't really do the... I mean, that's what I said on the, you know, the internet one. I mean, the internet dating is so hard because sometimes, you know, what's always the hard thing is that meeting someone online is just, you know, you can meet them online, everything is great, and then, you know, for some reason, you know, I love crushes. I love meeting someone and you're so intrigued by them and you want to talk to them and you want to do all the stuff. But then for some reason, sometimes it doesn't always translate when you meet them in person. Whether the chemistry is not right or something is not always work. So I think I always shy away from meeting someone online because, you know, it's easier. I'd rather meet them in person and then get to know them as opposed to the opposite, because then I find myself getting disappointed a lot, where I'm like, oh wow, this is a really great person, but when you meet them, the spark isn't there. You know, like we're so great on the phone.
Well, I think that's going back to the whole issue about expectations, and you're letting, sometimes you, and I'm at fault with this also, but I'm really good and quick at catching it, is that, you know, you let your expectations, you run with your expectations, and...
Well, no, it's not so much expectations, it's more of, like, if you meet someone, you're like, wow, this is a really cool person, and then you meet them in person, you kind of, you know, if you can tell that it's not the same, or that it's not as... You know, the attraction is not there, or it's just the chemistry is just not right in person. And sometimes it could be for a lot of reasons. It could be because, you know, the person is shy or it's just not working.
Well, I think you should give a shot to OkCupid.com. I mean, you're talking to somebody who's tried a lot of sites, and I'm getting tired of most of them, and the ones that have worked for me on a low budget, are working beautifully right now, and OkCupid, opposed to, what's that other site, Fish for All, Go Fish, huh? Plenty of Fish, yeah, Plenty of Fish, oh my god, really disaster. This place, OkCupid, you know, most of the guys that I meet are in the city, and it's a shame, but most of them are in the city. I've made really good friends there. I've actually met one or two, and most of them are artists, and they're really looking for love, and if not, you know, they'll let you know that they're looking for casual sex, and they're really, you know, it's really decent. It's not sleazy, and it's fun. Every time I go on there, it's fun. It taxes the hell out of my computer and system resources, but if you have an updated computer, I would go on there, and, I really highly recommend it to you. You know, I had a friend like you who actually was kind of encountering the same problems, and I turned him onto it, and he met several people, and he met the one, not on there, but I did turn him on there, you know, he had some really great results. So give it a shot.
I will definitely keep it in mind. So, yeah, any of our listeners are out there, you know, please check out the site and let us know what you think and drop us a line. But manplay.com is out there for you, so if you like it, more power to you. There's a guy named Hungry Asshole. He's looking for his hole to be filled. So find him and fill it.
I'm not going to recommend manplay.com. I can't believe we even put this up.
I just thought it was funny, you know, I mean, hey, it's out there, you know, and so that's what the podcast is all about, is informing our listeners about what's going on and, you know, what our thoughts are. So
I'll give my final statements on it, and it's, you know, people use it at your own discretion. We're not responsible for anything that may have happened to you that is not nice as a result of going on to that site. Oh my gosh. So we need to move on.
So that being said, we are going to leave you with some music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go into our next segment. So enjoy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Can I get a break here? Just give me what I want. How long it gonna take here? Tell you what I want. Do you wanna call me? Do you want it? Do you want it all? Do you wanna call me? Do you want it? Do you want it all? I wanna keep you in my arms. Wanna keep you. Wanna keep you in my arms. Wanna keep you. Wanna keep you in my arms.
And that was Class Actress, Keep You. And going on to the main drag, this is where we just feature a topic that we would like to shoot the breeze about that is concerning us, either Drew or I, and we need to drag it on to the floor. And we just kind of, you know, give our comments. So, listeners, you're also encouraged to comment on any of the topics that we bring onto the show. And this week's topic is, can you have sex with no strings attached and have a friend with benefits without any complications? Well, Drew, can you?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I have slept with a few friends, and I have not had any problems in terms of, you know, there being any kind of awkwardness afterwards, or feeling like, oh, you know, you're kind of going or wanting there to be anything more than just their friendship, you know? The sex was just more of us getting closer to each other rather than us, either of us wanting a relationship out of it or wanting that person to be the one. So, I mean, it is possible to have it. I think it's rare because I think sex can complicate things, but, you know, it is possible. So, I have experienced it. Have you experienced it?
Oh, yeah. I've experienced it many of times, especially, you know, after coming out. But I'm with you and other people who've done friendship benefits that sex can complicate things in friendships after a while, especially when your heart all of a sudden decides that it wants a relationship and, you know, the sex is good and feeling and the touching is good and then the friendship and, you know, you go into a space or your heart goes into a space where you actually need that in your life, and especially when the chips are down. You know, emotions are irrational, and they're forever changing. Like everything in life, things are temporary, but when you're bonding with somebody and they're friends, and, you know, it, all of a sudden after, you know, several times having sex with that friend, it becomes, you know, one of you crosses that border. and the other one is not there, it becomes really hairy. And I think I've gone there several times, and mm-hmm. the only, you know, most of the times I've been the loser, and I've never come through with an easy heart or a mind. So there has been wounds that I've licked and I keep licking, and I've learned a good deal from, like, you know, when you fall on your ass, you just get up and you dust it off and you keep walking. Recently I told someone who I was dating, well, I attempted to date, for my high school years, it seemed like he had somewhat of a crush on me. And I've spoken about him on our podcast in the past. Our last time meeting, we were having breakfast, and he kept on talking about his ex-boyfriend and mentioning him as a boyfriend in the conversation. And I don't know how this started, but we got into a point of the conversation where he asked me, you know, how do you avoid not getting hurt? And when you're dating, and I said, well, you can't, like most things in life, you know, we're not indestructible, you know, we're all infallible, and we have to come to a decision in accepting that. And it's like as easy as riding a bike, you know, especially when you're in the beginning, when you're first riding that bike, you know, you keep falling and falling, you might hit some trees and get bark in your face. And you might get some mitt on your elbows or your knees, but you learn to lick your wounds and keep going, and believing that it's you know, the idea of riding a bike or the idea of life, it's a great experience, and that's why you keep getting back on and you keep riding and you keep enjoying the ride. No pun intended.
Are we talking about something else now? Like, what are we talking about?
Okay. No, you're the one with the gutter. You're the one with the gutter instinct.
Are you still back on band play? We're now moving on. We moved on. This is a whole different thing.
No, I have moved on. But you, honey, just going there.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, I had a situation where, you know, I met a friend, and she was, I really, you know, at first, you know, I knew he had a boyfriend, and so, you know, and I didn't find myself attracted to him or whatever or anything like that. And one night we had went out to a club here in New York that's no longer called the Roxy. And we were out, and we were like,
the Roxy's no longer?
Yeah, the Roxy is no longer. Keep up with the times, though. Keep up with the times. Anyway,
well, I don't live in New York City anymore, so it's kind of hard to keep up.
So I was dancing, and we were having a good time, and then all of a sudden, like, I just kind of found myself, like, attracted to him. And so, you know, there was a lot of, like, a little bit of flirting going on and things happening, and, you know, but nothing, like, really happened. And at that time. And then finally, like, later on, like, we figured out we had a lot of things in common, so we became friends, and we, you know, we would hang out, we would do things together, and so then it was, like, there was the idea, I guess, at first, like, walked in my head, like, oh, you know, can I date him, or could, you know, whatever, but then at first it was more of a physical attraction, but I thought he was a really cool person, but it was, my attraction was purely physical. So we ended up, he broke up with his boyfriend, and we ended up hooking up, and so it was, you know, it was fine, and afterwards, there was no kind of, like, thought about, oh, okay, now what's going to happen, now you're single, I'm single, like, what are we going to do, like, we didn't have that conversation, it was just kind of like, we, you know, it was just like, we just went on like as if nothing happened. And then it happened several times, you know, after that too. But there wasn't any expectations about whether or not we have to be in a relationship or, you know, you have to be my man now, I love you. Like, there wasn't any of that kind of thing. I care about him. I think he's a great person. He's a friend that's in my life, you know, still, you know, and he's great. But, you know, there's no expectations about me or us being in a physical, like an actual relationship. And so, you know, and this kind of, you know, came up, this topic kind of came up because, you know, there's two movies that have been released recently, one called No Strings Attached with Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman, about, you know, having a friend with no strings attached, like, can you do that? And also, you know, coming out soon, Friends with Benefits with, you know, Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis.
I want to see that movie.
Where they're having a friendship. And of course, you know, of course they end up, you could kind of tell that, of course, the answer to the movie, to that question is no, you can't, because I'm sure at the end of the movie they're probably going to get together and live happily ever after. But, you know, it brings up the question to me, like, you know, can you have a friend with benefits and that be okay? Hell, can you have sex with someone without any strings attached and not get hurt? So here we are talking about it on our podcast.
I know, and well, it's something that it does happen, and it will always happen for some reason or another, and when, you know, I think it's. When people are out there putting themselves out there for dating, I know one of the options that you have to check off to show on your profile, you know, what are you looking for? And then the one that commonly everyone asks for is friends. And a lot of people, I don't think it's just a small number, when they check off friends, they say, you know, and they always look for, I know I do, you know, friends first, because, you know, I want my buddy, my partner, my LTR to eventually, if it happens, because everyone has that expectation in the back of their heads, if, you know, my Prince Charming, whoever that is, starts off as being a friend, I want that person to keep being a friend when it crosses that boundary. And then there's that small percentage of people who, at times, are not in that space to really look for a relationship, and they want cold, well, not cold, but they want, you know, no meaningful strings attached sex. So, and they need.
And also, like, especially with friends, you know, you have to be careful because you don't want it to ruin the friendship. And so you have to, if that person doesn't make a big deal, I think with me, and this person, you know, what made it easy was that he didn't make a big deal out of it, and I didn't make a big deal out of it, so we never really discussed it. And when we did discuss it, it was something that we would just kind of bring up, like, in a joke, but not like, you know, oh, can you believe what we did last night? Oh, my God, like, how do you feel about it? Like, you know, whatever. It wasn't discussion about it. It was almost like, oh, okay, it was more natural as opposed to, oh, my God, what did we just do kind of thing? You know, so I think everybody is different. And so sometimes, of course, you know, people, and it can be harder for some people to kind of separate the act of sex and also their friend and putting them together. It also makes sense. It's like, well, this is my best friend, you know, and now we have a physical relationship. Why can't we be together, you know? But I think sometimes I'd rather be friends with him and occasionally hook up if we're single, then be in a relationship with him, and then we break up, and then now I don't have him as a friend. Not he's not in my life at all, you know?
Yeah, that's, yeah. Then you're messing up on the friendship itself. You know, I had that's the give and take there, you know? Like, if you introduce sex to the friendship, you know, you have that possibility of that the friendship will not be there anymore, and because something awkward happens, and that's you know, a friend of mine wanted to take our friendship there one time, and a really good friend. And at times now, I think, you know, when I told him I didn't want to go there, he became sort of distant. And at first, we didn't have sex, so nothing really got ruined, but I guess it did on his part, because he wasn't really comfortable with it, or he just saw himself changing in a different way, and I wasn't in the picture anymore. And I was really sad about it. And, you know, yay for him that he was honest enough in order to just say it or express it. But, you know, and yay for me also, but the friendship wasn't the same after that, and it hasn't. It's changed, and we still talk. We don't talk as regularly, but those are one of those times where you know somebody loses out, or both people lose out, and you know it happens. I've made plenty of more friends, not exactly the same, but yeah. There are other instances also where you have a sex partner and you're not really friends. And all of a sudden their feelings change, and it's no longer about, you know, I just want to get my rocks off. I think you're pretty hot, and
yeah,
I see you as being the one, and you're like, oh shit. You know, that happened to me on like encroaching Valentine's Day last year, and I felt bad afterwards for the guy, but I had to like stop seeing him, and
so
I think, you know,
more,
knew
more,
why.
Was this more of a booty call situation?
Yeah, it was just booty call, and you know, we used to talk, and I think maybe the talking, there should have been less talking and more action to avoid that, but it happened. It was like, you know, he said, oh, you didn't bring me any flowers for Valentine's. And I said, oh, you're in need of a Valentine. And I was just poking fun at him, but he was being serious. And, you know, he was really, really, really bitchy after that, you know, after sex. And I said to myself, I think he was really serious about the flowers. and he moved into a territory of unspoken agreements that I didn't know anything about.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, it is a very, you know, tricky situation. I mean, no, like what you're saying, like, of course you want, you know, you do want, you know, your partner to be your friend. And so it could be a little confusing because, you know, now you have a friend who is like your best friend. Of course, it's natural to, you know, to maybe think about, you know, that person in that way for a minute. Like, you're like, oh, well, could this be the one, you know? And then you have sex, you bring sex into the mix, then it's like, oh, well, now he can't be the one because now we're attracted to each other. Now what happens, you know? I think, you know, like any relationship and with anything, you have to kind of be honest. I mean, if those feelings come up, then, you know, if you find yourself at that situation of like, okay, now I can't walk away without, you know, having those feelings, then you need to not distance yourself from him, but like, you know, don't put yourself in that situation again, because you don't want to end up ruining your friendship, you know? If it does, I mean, sometimes it happens. We've all had, like, a drunken night or, you know, whatever happens, and then next thing you know, you find yourself and you're in bed, and then, woo-hoo, you know, comes off, and then, you know. But, you know, if that happens and, you know, it just feels awkward a little bit, sometimes you might need to, you know, don't keep on doing it, because it's only going to get worse, because then you're going to, of course, those feelings are going to, of course, grow over time, and then you're going to find yourself, you know, attracted to them, and then you can also run the risk of losing a good friend. So, but, you know, luckily I haven't had that, you know, problem where I have a friend. Not that I recommend it. I don't recommend, like, you know, sleeping with all your friends, because, but, you know, it's... But sometimes I think that there is, you know, I think there is this kind of thing of like, well, you know, it's like, well, who understands me? And then it's like, oh, I'm going to find someone that gets me and understands. And then it's like, well, only people that get me are the people who are my friends. And they're like, but they're my friend. And so I really want to go to that level, you know? And sometimes
well,
I don't find them sexually attractive. Like, I don't, not that I don't find them attractive. Like, we don't, you know, there's not, their attraction's not there. They're good, could be good looking or whatever, but there's no, that element in the relationship is not there for both parties, you know?
Well, this also raises the question about, you know, actually defining, you know, who are your friends, you know, and your relationships with people. You have to be really clear, you know, this is a friend who I think is a friend who I consider part of my extended family, or this is a friend who's really an acquaintance, not a friend. So, you know, an acquaintance.
So that makes a difference. So that makes a difference if you can go, no, okay, he's an acquaintance, so I guess I can give it up.
Well, yeah, if you find that you're attracted to them and stuff, or then, you know, you have to also, again, defining your relationship with people. Is this a friend from work, like a coworker who becomes a friend and it becomes more like that movie, you know, with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, best friends, you know, it's because that's their relationship. Their relationship starts at work. So that can get really hairy. And for me, no way. Like, you know, it's happened once. And that's when I first came out. And the guy wound up actually losing his job because we were talking, flirting too much on the job with each other. And, and that didn't change anything about our relationship, but, and then it became like this hairy thing with his lover also. It became like a three-way threesome, but I really was falling in love with him, and it was just, that was one of my big, nasty incidents.
That's some gay soap opera.
It was. It really was. And to write a book about my life would be very interesting. Stay
that's
tuned, folks.
Turn.
But, yeah, I mean, friends at work, you know. Is that a plus or minus? Is that detrimental to you? Is it going to be detrimental to your work? Will you be able to focus? You know, will you be taken away from your job? I tend not to do that at all. I mean, work is work, and let work to be work. I mean, I've had plenty of opportunities in recent times where people were sexually attracted to me and I was sexually attracted to them. I just never let it go anywhere, and I just really stayed clear from them unless I had to work with them, and I really kept it strictly work and professional.
Yeah, and it's also hard to, you know, also, you know, having a friend at work and then taking it, you have to be really careful because if the relationship does not work, you have to see this person every day. And it's a very uncomfortable situation. I mean, I had one of my exes, you know, we worked together, and, you know, I found out that, you know, he liked me, and so we ended up being together. We ended up moving in together at one point, and then this relationship went south, and then it ended. But we were still working together, so I still had to see him. And so, you know, even though it was done, but it still brings up that, like, you know, there were many times where I wanted to throw him down the flight of stairs, you know, or... But, you know, it makes it very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be really careful with that, because then either you're going to need to, you know, I mean, especially in this job market, you know, you're going to have to either suffer through it, or one of you are going to have to find a job if it becomes that bad, you know, because you just never know.
And if you're going to do like a work environment relationship with somebody just for the sake of having sex with them, you have to really determine, you know, whether or not you can do that because of the type of job. And it's, you know, I don't know, for me, any job, I couldn't be able to do that. I had a job, you know, working at a bar where I met RuPaul, by the way, Boy Bar, which existed back in the 90s, 80s, and 70s. And and I think 70s. I might be exaggerating that. And there was plenty of times where people were just throwing themselves at me or just groping me and wanting to, like, you know, have a quickie. And I'm like, no way. You know?
I'm a lady.
Well, it's not. It wasn't so much I'm a lady, but it was much more like, you know, what the fuck, you know, why here, why now, why in this space, why, no, I mean, I like to focus on work and not be deterred from it, and I want to do the job right, and if somebody is, like, pulling, yeah. You know, groping me and wanting to zipper my pants and, you know, get to my cock, I'm like, no, fuck you, what, you know, you don't belong in my path, stay clear out of my path. And I never talked to that person ever again. Now, if they were flirting with me and they wanted to, like, do something afterwards and, you know, a job like that, working at a bar, I think, you know, it's you know, touch and go and, you know, afterwards, you know, and it's the type of job that, you know, you really don't have to think about having any social relations there or your, you know, your appearance.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it is definitely, yeah, it can be, you know, an easy situation. I mean, an uneasy situation depending on, you know, if, you know, because, of course, you know, someone is going to, there's always going to be feelings involved. So you have to be kind of, you know, cautious a little bit if you're going to get into those type of strings attached or friends with benefits situations. You know, you have to kind of, you know, tread lightly because, you know, if you unless you're in a place, if you're like, I don't want to, I'm not, you know, I just want to, you're honest with yourself and you're saying, this is what I want. I don't want a relationship. I just want to have sex and blah, blah, blah. And if that's what you want and you're very clear about it, then go ahead and do it. But if not, you know, just tread lightly and also be conscious of, you know, your feelings and also the other person's feelings because you don't want to be in a situation where you're losing a friend or you're heartbroken and all of these other stuff that, all of these other issues that can come up. So,
right.
That's that. So.
Totally. Yep, that's that for this episode. We have to move on now. Well, everyone, please take a look at our show notes. We're going to include some links to these movies that we talked about, and the music links will be there also. And we'll leave you off with the next track. See you after the break.
And she settled down in
the legendary Grace Jones' new song called William's Blood off of her album Hurricane, which if you look at our blog, will be coming out, will be released here September 6th, and that was the Aeroplane remix. So, Lady Gaga, you know, watch out, because Miss Grace is back, the one and only, the original, diva. So, put your grace in your face, and Gaga, sit down. Put some grace in your face and sit down, Gaga. So,
you know,
nobody's filling your new album, and it's all over. It's a wrap.
Oh, my God. Her album sales, Lady Gaga, were phenomenal. They were record-breaking, supposedly. And,
Because, I mean, again, we're not going to have the conversation again, but it was because she sold it for 99 cents.
Anyway, Grace Jones... Well, I was talking about record sales, not how much she made. But anyway, Grace Jones, I hope she does. I hope this Hurricane record really, you know, beats Lady Gaga's. Because Grace Jones, we need some Grace Jones in our society today. I mean, there's nobody like Grace Jones. And
there's nobody ever been like Grace Jones. And, you know, I think that people kind of really underestimate her. Like, she... She has a great voice, and I think a lot of people think that she's
and
not
style.
A singer. And style. You know, I remember I saw her, I was working for Game and Health Crisis, and I got to see her for one of the AIDS benefits, and she came out on this with this, like, almost like a dress that looked like a cheese grater, and she was... You know, making these sounds on it and just being, ooh, you know, Grace Jones. And she was just like, you know, she turned it. And I was just like in awe. Like, she is a crazy bitch. And, you know, there is nobody like Miss Grace Jones.
Well, so, I saw her once at, I got the pleasure of seeing her once, and this was by surprise because I didn't know she was going to be there, at the Tunnel. And I was in awe. And I was like in the third crowd of wave of people in front of, you know, her little box that she was standing on. And she had like this motorcycle gear bustier type of thing on. And she was hot. She performed, I think, two or three numbers. And I just to be in her presence was, I mean, it changed me for a lifetime. I haven't been the same since. And she's beautiful. She's dark. She's lovely. She's even, you know, aging kind of gracefully. I even had a dream about her last night, actually. It was pretty intense.
Well,
like,
as you know, black,
we were roommates.
Black, so, you know, what happened?
We were roommates in our in my dream.
You and Grace were roommates?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
That is funny. Moving on, but before we move on, I think your post was really interesting that you put on our blog, how it came out 3 years prior to the U.S. release, and which is going to be in September, like you said. But, you know, it's taken 3 years for that album to even make it here to the U.S. I wonder what the reasoning was behind that, you know.
Well, I think it's also because of the fact that she, you know, I mean, you know, I think she's, you know, she still tours a lot in, you know, Europe, and, you know, she, you know, people still kind of, you know, Europe is different from the States, you know, so they all, you know, she can still have a real career there and not so much here. She won't get, you know, radio play. I mean, of course, she's, you know, Grace Jones will be in, you know, she'll do gay clubs and gay events and all that kind of stuff. But outside of that, you know, it's, you know, people are kind of scared of her, you know. But Europe, they kind of accept her and they love her. So it doesn't surprise me that the album, you know, has been out longer in Europe. I would definitely be lining up because I love me some Grace Jones.
Me too.
So, all right. So now we are we went on our Grace Jones rant, and we're now going to go into our I have a legendary topic here on the Oral Fix Podcast, which is...
Segment, darling.
What did I say?
You said topic.
Topic. Well, segment. Yes. Yeah, I put so much grace in my face that I got all distracted.
But that doesn't sound right, but go ahead.
So, anyway, that's from a song. You know, but anyway.
You got so much grace in your face.
Yeah, but that's from one of her songs. It says, you know, hit some grace in your face. Like, whatever.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so we're now moving on to our next segment, which is Back Into the Closet, the legendary Back Into the Closet segment, where Henry and I find something within our community, even though, you know, we love our community and all that it has to offer. But there are some things that, you know, we feel like should go back to the closet, and, you know, maybe we'll debate about it, and sometimes, you know, at some point maybe we'll let something out or what have you. So far we haven't got to that point yet. But
no.
Right now we're going to throw something back into the closet that we feel like it's time and throw away the key. So, Henry, do you have something to throw back into the closet this week?
I do, and I'm going to throw it in there, and I'm going to walk away from it and never look back.
And what's that?
It is Power Queens. I wanted to throw Power Queens, all you Power Queens, back into the closet. That's it. I've had it with you guys. especially the ones who...
What do you mean by Power Queens? Just so people know what that means.
An example, Tyra Sanchez from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2, which I just started watching on Netflix.
Does she have power?
Well, that's the thing with Power Queens. Power Queens, the true Power Queen, doesn't do childish things like Miss Tyra Banks. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Tyra Sanchez, who's not Miss Tyra Banks, and probably she thinks she is, but she's not. Miss Tyra Sanchez, maybe they painted a different picture about her, but it just reminded me how there are people in that community like her who think that they can get it their way just by having tantrums all the time or just by being rude to people. You know, just because you're flaming and you think you're fine and you might be fine and you need to belittle people and you need to remove yourself from other people. I mean, this episode where they all have to, like, work together and everyone was working on their costumes. It was like the stripper pole contest. Actually, it wasn't even a contest. They had to, like, sell cherry pie, and then they had to convince a group of straight men that they were hot-ass pole dancers. She chose to sleep during the contest, not really follow directions. And her group won, but I think they were lucky that her group won. And, you know, it was just an example that, you know, she, first of all, from the beginning, she was just really rude, telling people off, you know, always blabbering out her thoughts, and they were all, most of the times, rude, and
so
making everyone... I'm throwing her type of people into the closet. I mean,
okay.
In my lifetime coming out, and even still to today, you know, I come across people who, crazy flaming-ass queens, who are just too full of themselves. And they use their empress status, to just, you know, throw shade all the time, read people all the time, and that's how they get, and they usually get people submitting to them and following them. And I think it's crazy. And they're not like alpha bitches. They're not like true people of power. They're facades, I have to say. I think they're really insecure bitches who you know, they think their right is might. And they need to go into the closet.
They think their shit don't stink.
They think their shit don't stink. And Miss Tyra Sanchez is one of them, and she's going in there along with all you other crazy ass wannabe power tripping bitches. We think you're queens and you're not, and we need to remove the crown off of you. That's, we should make a segment to remove the crown.
Henry is angry.
Remove her from her throne.
I actually, you know, I didn't really have anything to throw back into the closet until just a second because, you know, things come to me all the time. But I want to throw back into, you know, I love the fact that we have a gay channel. I love the fact that Logo is this for us. You know, it shows that, you know, we are making progress. But sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've seen Logo or if you watch Logo.
I do.
But they play, like, music videos by gay artists.
Oh, God.
And they are the cheesiest, corniest videos I have ever seen. They look like videos that you
most
would
of them.
Make. Most of them. Like, some of them are good. Some of them are really good. And, you know, and I don't really think that you have to have a big budget to be creative or make a really good video. But some of them are just so cheesy and so bad. They're like videos that you make, you know, at Great Adventures, you know, that little booth thing. At some, like, a music park or whatever, and with the cheesy graphics and, like, this really bad, and you're just like, what is this? Like, what is going on? Like, I don't get it. Like, you know.
How did you make it on the air?
How did you make it on the air? And I understand that we need to support, you know, fellow gay artists and get them out there and be seen and all that kind of stuff, but it's just like, no, we should not be doing bad, cheesy videos. Like, no, we should not. So I want to throw all of those bad, cheesy videos from Logo back into the
cheesy, gay music videos.
You guys need to get it together, and you would not come out until you get it together. And if you need help or some suggestions, we're here to office podcast, please let us know. We're very creative here, you know. Henry is a photographer, he's a visionary, you know, I'm a stylist, you know, too, so we can work something up for you for a small fee. You know, let us know. We'll be more than happy to help you. But these videos are really tacky and just really bad. And the songs are god awful. And you know,
anything comes into mind that you can mention to us?
Well, I mean, I've seen there's too many. Well, I usually turn the channel when they come on. But, you know, there's that porn star. He's one of them that has, like, those really bad, like, the old porn star who thinks that he's still got it.
Oh, who's that?
I think it's, like, Carlton Ford. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. His videos tend not to be really good.
They're not good.
They're,
at
like, all like, they have, like, three repetitive scenes. And it's like,
yeah,
can't you get, like...
Him, and it's always him, like, in a shower, or just, like, you know, just him chilling, like, you know, and it's just like, listen, old man, fucking, you know, go get your early bird special at the restaurant and stop trying to, you know, show your ass, you know? But they're so cheesy, this is so bad, and the music is so bad. It's just like, they're really, really bad music videos, and I'm just like, oh... God, like, I want to be, you know, most of the things on Logo, I mean, hey, they show some corny things or whatever, I mean.
Well, they're coming along.
They're coming along, but, you know, I can't. I just don't
think
it's like nails on chalkboard.
Yeah, it makes me feel like, you know, the time to have watch New Next, I think it's called. You know, it's been uninspiring, and most of the times they only play straight videos, you know, straight musicians, and the times that they do, the very little, well, I don't know about now, but the little that I've seen, they've been really, like, pathetic, and I'm like, ooh, really? Is this what I have to look towards to? There must be, like, some really great artists out there that are gay, but of course, maybe they're being silent because they need to be silent, because though in this day, you can't come out and be a successful musician or music artist.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, too, is, like, you know, they, I mean, yeah, I they actually play some, like, really cool, like, sometimes, you know, because, you know, MTV doesn't play music videos anymore because it's all about reality crap. And, you know, VH1, you know, we play some videos, but they play the same videos over and over again. So, you know, sometimes Logo have, you know, I give them credit. Like, at least they play a lot of, you know, kind of really, a lot of the music that I listen to, like indie, like, you know, like whatever, like electro, like they have a lot of those really cool, like artists that I really like, they'll play their videos. And so, oh, and there's some people how I never even heard of, and I'm like, oh, I put a video on Logo, and then I'll get their album on iTunes or whatever. But the, and then they'll throw in a few gay ones that you can really tell. It's like a record, the record scratch. So you can really tell the difference in quality. And these are bands that I'm not even famous. Like, we're talking about Lady Gaga videos or Madonna videos or someone who's, you know, making lots of money. These are, you know, unknown artists too who are, you know, just kind of doing their thing. And you can tell the difference in quality from their videos to the gay ones, and it's just really cheesy and corny and horrible. And then you think, let's go back to the closet.
Okay.
I have no more to say.
Okay. Well, that's it for Back Into the Closet, and we're not looking back. So,
and we're not looking back. So, Power Army Queens, you got some videos to watch while you're in the closet. Toodaloo,
my darling. Okay. All right, so that's it, and it's time to say goodbye, and we have some announcements, as we usually do at the end. Just remember, audience, our podcast tries to post every Sunday. Recently, we've been posting very late, and we're sorry. Last time, it was Google's fault. No, last time was Google's fault. Their servers, they've been updating their system to improve everything, even down to our blog. So the servers was crazy, and I couldn't get the podcast up. But, you know, just watch out every Sunday, our podcast posts. And our podcast can be found at oralfixpodcast.blogspot.com. And if you ever have any comments, questions, suggestions, or even, you know, like, I think you guys are great, feedback, you know, just email us at oralfixpodcast@gmail.com or call us at 646-504-3491. That's 646-504-3491. You can also find that contact information on our blog. And you can also find us on Twitter, oralfixpodcast, Facebook, Facebook.com/TheOralFixPodcast. That's Facebook.com/TheOralFixPodcast. And you can also Google us anytime. We're also found on Stitcher.com, which is a podcast.
What did you say? Stitcher, right?
Stitcher.com. Like Stitch.
Okay.
Yeah. But
okay.
Stitcher.com.
It sounds a little weird, but okay, go ahead.
and I want to thank all our Stitcher listeners for listening in and favoring us on there. Please, you know, stick with us, and we promise we will keep continuing giving some good oral service. Also for you iTunes listeners. Please, you know, comment and rate us on iTunes. The only way, you know, that we're going to move up on the charts in iTunes in our listener base is if you comment or at least give us 4 or 5 stars. And that's about it. I hope you continue to listen to us and, you know, continue to follow us on our blog. You can also subscribe on our blog via email. There's a section there in our widgets. And do shop on our Amazon.com widget. Any purchases that you make there will, a certain percentage will be attributed to our podcast. So, with that, thank you. And, Mr. Drew, do you have any final goodbyes, anything?
I want to say thank you for continuing to listen to us and to bear with us as we grow with this podcast. This is number 7, so thank you for, you know, all these people who have been tuning in. But we really want you, I can't stress it, it would be really great to get some feedback from you and to hear what you think. So just drop us a line at any of those places that Henry mentioned, and we really want to improve. You know, this started out as just like an idea, and it's really grown. And so, you know, we want to make it better. And so the only way we can do that is by the audience, you, which is you, telling us what you think. So have a great week, and, you know, we look forward to you to bringing you some new content for the next episode.
Okay, with that, we are leaving you with some music, and this track is called Throw This Away by the group Telepath. Enjoy.